we will continue with our practice of the chronologic order of the scriptures as they all were written down. So come and follow along this pathway as we memorize this mapping of the stories in the Bible as they're found. First, the judges of Israel came in Judges chapter 1 around the time of 1389. They continued to help Israel when they got themselves in trouble till 1050, way back in time. Othniel and Ehud were sent in Judges chapter 3 to save Israel from their enemies. Between the years of 1377 and 1337, you got it, they see. Now Deborah was a prophetess who brought a great deliverance in Judges chapter 4 and Judges chapter 5. Way back in 1350, and still there's something nifty in the next event of that Bible time. Oh, Gideon delivered Israel in 1350 B.C., in Judges chapter 6, read about his fleece. Then Japheth rescued Israel round that same old year. In Judges chapter 11 and 12, he sacrificed his dear sweet daughter.
Go figure.
We will continue with our practice of the chronologic order of the scriptures as they all were written down. So come and follow along this pathway as we memorize this mapping of the stories in the Bible as they're found. Naomi counseled Ruth into marrying Boaz round in 1100 in her book, chapters 1 through 4. Then Samson married a Philistine in Judges 13 through 16, her name Delilah, in 1080 B.C. You want more? Hannah and the high priest Eli met with one another while she's praying that she could have a son. In 1075 B.C., the Lord gives her her wish, you see, in chapters 1 and 2 of Samuel 1. Samuel now becomes the last judge of Israel's ancient past, the years 1065 B.C. In 1 Samuel 1 and 2, he's obedient from his youth, and he served the Lord so very faithfully. The Ark of the Covenant of Israel was taken into captivity. In 1 Samuel chapters 4 through 6, it was stolen by the Philistines. Then came the first king of Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Saul was anointed by Samuel while looking for his donkey. Of David, Jesse's son, back in the year so old, 1041. You can read the lineage in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, or read it so much easier in Matthew's Gospel. We will continue with our practice of the chronologic order of the scriptures as they all were written down. So come and follow along this pathway as we memorize this mapping of the stories in the Bible as they're found.
Let's speed up the pace, shall we?
Saul sinned at Amalek. His attitude was very sick. Back in chapter 15 of 1 Samuel. And because of Saul's rebellion, David is anointed as the handsome ruddy king over Israel. From then on, Saul was troubled in 1030 B.C. and in the book 1 Samuel chapter 16. David and Goliath, a midget and a giant, fought with one another in chapter 17. A stone into the head, well, it knocked that giant dead in the year 1028 B.C. Then Jonathan protected David as his friend in 1020 B.C. and in 1 Samuel chapter 20. The death of Saul and Jonathan in 1 Samuel 31 came around the time of 1011 B.C. Next, the Davidic kingdom, it reigned for 40 years until the year 971 B.C. The stories, they are found in Samuel 1 and 2 and in the Bible, 1 Chronicles. The conquest of Jerusalem in 1003 B.C. Chapter 5 in the second book of Samuel.
preceded David's dance, and an effort he would chance when the ark was enthroned in Jerusalem. It all happened in 1000 B.C. and in the second book of Samuel chapter 6. Now let's go back to our original song. We will continue with our practice of the chronologic order of the scriptures as they all were written down. So come and follow along this pathway as we memorize this mapping of the stories in the Bible as they're found. Now David writes the Psalms, so many, you can count them, they are plenty. Around the year 1000 wrote them all. Then David took Bathsheba to his house and committed adultery with the spouse of Uriah in 2 Samuel 11 through 12. Then 2 Samuel 15 to the end of chapter 18, the story about David and Absalom. Then Solomon's reign in 971 through 931 in chapters 1 through 11 in Kings. Solomon's given wisdom in 1 Kings chapter 3 in the year of 970 B.C. Then he writes many Proverbs and the book of Ecclesiastes in the year of 970 B.C. The temple was built in 1 Kings 6 in 970 B.C. Queen Sheba came to Solomon out of her curiosity. She came around to see him in 950 B.C. and in 1 Kings 10, what she saw surpassed her expectations.
Hey, Solomon, you've got plenty of riches.
We will continue with our practice of the chronologic order of the scriptures as they all were written down. So come and follow along this pathway as we memorize this mapping of the stories in the Bible as they're found. End of Solomon's reign came in 931 B.C. in chapter 11 in the first book of Kings. Although his wisdom surpassed many, he did not stay faithful to the laws of God that he had been given. Then in 931 B.C., Israel divides their kingdom into two separate countries, we are told. And so it's written in 1 Kings chapter 12 and likewise in chapter 10 of 1 Chronicles. Now from 931 to 722, the kings of Israel ruled over 10 northern tribes and their lands. Then from 931 to 583 B.C., the kings of Judah ruled over the southern kingdom. We will continue with our practice of the chronologic order of the scriptures as they all were written down. So come and follow along this pathway as we memorize this mapping of the stories in the Bible as they're found. Of the stories in the Bible as they're found. Of the stories in the Bible as they're found.